And now we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today and all this week, I'll be looking at the topic of example. My wife and I were celebrating the end of the week by eating out at a local restaurant. When the waitress came, I gave her my order for the four-piece chicken dinner. Now, I don't normally eat that much chicken, but I've learned from eating at the restaurant before that I can take home a couple of pieces for a meal later on in the week. The waitress, however, suggested that I order the all-you-can-eat chicken because it was on sale at the restaurant. When I responded that I wouldn't be able to take any home that way, she said, "Oh, that's all right. Even though you're not supposed to, no one's going to say anything if you do." I went ahead and ordered my four-piece chicken dinner, but as I did so, I wondered to myself how many parents were ordering the all-you-can-eat dinner and then taking home a few pieces for their families. Any way you look at it, that's stealing. Stealing that teaches the children and the family that honesty isn't very important. I suppose that this is on the same level as cheating on your income tax or taking a few small items home from work. No one in the government or at work may know what you've done, but your children see it, and they know that you've been dishonest. The fact that everyone else does it isn't a good enough excuse. As Christians, we're bound by the Bible's teaching on honesty. Today, however, I'd like to emphasize another aspect of this incident. When you do something like this, you teach your children that wrong is right, and that right isn't very important. Your example betrays all of the teaching about honesty that you or other teachers have given them somewhere else. If you say one thing but do another, you're not going to be very effective in training your children properly. If you tell them not to be angry when they're playing with friends, and then you and your wife argue regularly at home, you're not training your children properly. If you tell them to study hard at school, but you never show any interest in learning by reading about new things at home, your example goes contrary to your teaching. If you take them to church and emphasize the need for learning things from the Bible, but then never read the Bible yourself and live only an inconsistent Christian life before your children, forget it. Your children aren't going to want a Christianity that hasn't changed you more than that. Your parental example is far more important than all the formal teaching you can give your children. A do-as-I-say-not-as-I-do approach to life won't work. As Proverbs 20:11 says, "Even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure and whether it be right." So you'll be known in your family by your doings, and those doings will teach your children what standards you really hold and what values are really important to you. Let me ask, does your teaching agree with your example? Or is there an inconsistency between them that leaves your children confused over the direction that they should take in life? Christianity doesn't involve making a simple decision to live for Christ and then coasting for the rest of your life on the basis of that decision. Christianity requires work. You need to continually examine yourself to be sure that you've not unconsciously adopted a worldly standard or practice. You need to keep your heart sensitive to the convicting power of the Holy Spirit so that you can be made aware of sin in your life. But as you work at your Christianity, then you can have the confidence that your teaching and your example will agree. Then, and only then, will your child have clear teaching that will help him establish the right direction for his life.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.